Blog Talk Radio.
Every single day, something's gonna come your way, good or bad. No need to hang your head, gotta make a move instead. Don't be mad, there's always a way to get everything to positive in your life. Nothing can stop you now, that's the way we live now.
And you are listening to The Good Life. TGL promotes a commitment to a lifestyle of resourcefulness. This is a movement, do-gooders. We are about celebrating the innovators, the risk-takers, the movers, the shakers, the go-getters, those who go open other doors, those who find a way to make it all happen. We call them our do-gooders. And that's you, our listening audience, of course. We are broadcasting live from Brooklyn, Desboro, Brooklyn, New York. And we always want to take the time out to thank our supporters, our community, and our family for their positive energy and tangible support to this vision. We never take it lightly, the power to influence, the power to inspire and empower. And as always, as you receive, pay it forward. Do good as our lines are open. 347-838-8917. Once again, that's 347-838-8917. We want to hear from you. Tonight, I will be live tweeting and Facebooking. We are on Twitter as Do Good Go Getters and on Facebook as Go Open Other Doors. So we want to hear from you, any comments, any, you know, insights you want to say for the new year, just to speak to me. We are missing my right-hand man, or woman, I should say, the shero in my life, Shay Meminger. Let me tell you what Shay Meminger is doing. Shay is out celebrating the new year early. She's getting her little two-step on without me, but that's all right. I know she's going to live it up for me. She might just call in and say a little something before we're done for the day, for the evening. So if you're out there, Shay, if you're listening, hey, our do-gooders love you. We miss you. Call us in, and we want to definitely hear how your night is going. And I'll be joining you also, do-gooders. We might be putting together a little brunch. You know, my grandmother used to have this she used to have this tradition where the next day after, so, you know, New Year's morning, she would put together this lovely brunch. And my grandmother, honey, would break out the china. I mean, everything would be, it would be a spread, and that would be our New Year's thing for the family, you know. But she's in North Carolina, so we're not able to carry on tradition as lovely as she would do it. But, you know what, I think I'm going to put my own little spin on it, because I'm starting to think that, you know, the new year, the next day after New Year's morning, people are really tired. They're not trying to go nowhere for for breakfast. They're not trying to go nowhere for breakfast. So I think I'm going to put a spin on my grandmother's tradition and do something on, what is that, January 2nd. I think that's a Saturday morning. I think that's a little bit more. That's better. People have recuperated. They have drinking. They've got some water in their system. You know, they sat in some Epsom salt from all of the dancing. They're good to go. So I think Shay and I might put on a little something. We will let you know. We'll have it posted on our Twitter page or our Instagram or our Facebook or our Instagram as Go Open Other Doors, the four underscores in between each word. And we might put it up there as to where we'll be maybe hosting or having a little get-together. If you want to come on down, have brunch with us, ring in the new year properly. We always like to have a little girls' soiree of sorts. So we'll definitely be letting you know when we're going to have that. So I think Saturday might be the day. But I am just reflecting on this past year, and I'm realizing this is the very last show for our 2015 season. And I just, you know, I'm going to give you the story. I don't know if you've ever heard it. Maybe I have. But before I go into how we all got started, I definitely want to give a major shout out, love, support, hugs, kisses from afar to GoPro Radio. Yes, GoPro Radio, which was formerly in Jersey City, New Jersey. Now they're in Washington Heights. Founded there, Tylon, Washington. They first gave us our start, our first airing was on January 7th of this year, of 2015, and he gave us our start. He believed in us. He believed in Shay and I, and he knew, you know, he definitely jumped on board with the vision and, you know, gave us his stamp of approval, and we just hit the ground running, and it's been blessed ever since. Now, I want to say this to all of our do-gooders listening. You know, the good life really started out as just an idea. It was just an idea. And it, you know, Shay and I in our travels, you know, in the street, going to and fro, just as friends, we would typically have conversations about our life and different things that we've gone through, just as girls and as women, just talking about life. You know, sometimes even crying on each other's shoulders. And in our conversations, we would always have people that would chime in. We could be walking to the store. We can be on the, you know, maybe on the metro. We could be sitting in the church pew before church, and people would just chime in on our conversations because we were so animated. And so many people would say, you all should have a show. But we already thought about coming together, but we didn't know in what form. And as life would have it, as different ups and downs, you know, personally in my life, I had this vision at 2 o'clock in the morning about the good life and go open other doors. Basically, you know, when you find yourself in a place where you're trying to make sense of all of, because everything that happens to you is for a reason, you know, but you have to not be so into yourself to just think it's just all about you, it's something wrong with you, it's only happening to you. Understand that whatever it is that's going on in you is really to birth something in somebody else. And so that's what really Go Open Other Doors is about, finding another way, if a door has been closed in your face, whatever hasn't worked out for you, finding another unbeaten path for yourself. And as you open the door for yourself, turn back and open it for your sister. Turn back around and open it for your brother. So we not only celebrate innovators and risk takers, those who have that mindset, but we also celebrate that type of thinking and those, you know, everyday people. It's really a lifestyle and it's really a movement. So what about this thing? And we met a couple of times. I think we went to the Grand Army Library and just wrote out a plan and, you know, met several times and figured out how we were going to pitch this thing, and we were able to pitch it, and we got a meeting, and, you know, here we are a year later, and you know, it's just amazing when you just when you take a chance on yourself, when you bet on yourself, when you believe in your dreams, and you know that you have something to give. Once you know that and you feel confident in that, you can stand in that, it is limitless as to what can happen for you, to you, and through you. And the good life is just a testament of that. You know, we call you our do-gooders, our listeners, because we want to inspire that do-gooder spirit. It's definitely a movement. If I can inspire someone to open a door, they can inspire someone else to open a door. And before you know it, we're opening doors for each other. It's about a community. It's about uplifting. It's not about one-upmanship. It's about how we can help each other get to the next level. And so we definitely want to thank and congratulate all of our do-gooders for putting up with us, because I know Shay and I can be crazy at times. But, you know, we do it all out of love, and we put sometimes our business out there, and we get really to the deep heart of the matter. You know, we pretty much say things straight as it is. So along that line, I really want to talk to you all today really about your sanity and your health and wellness for 2016, you know. And it's really not about resolutions because, you know, you all know you set a resolution and within, what, a good 2 weeks, that thing is out the door. This year coming up is really about taking all of the lessons that you've learned and understanding what those lessons are and releasing your fears for 2016. I mean, at least that's where I am. At least that's where I am, because I know that, and even just with talking with some women in my life and people in my travels and in my journey, that we've been in our own way for a very long time. And only you know what that is in terms of you being in your own way. And what that may mean for you, it may mean something different. It may mean that maybe you probably thought that you didn't have a particular skill to get something done. Or maybe you thought that it was just, you know, you missed your time, you missed your mark. You know, you're too. It's too late for you. You've gotten a late start, so you know you're not as optimistic about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Or maybe, you know, you're running with the wrong peers, or you have the wrong people in your environment, as the young people call squad. You have the wrong people in your environment. That's just dragging, you know, really. Have you ever been around people that just take or suck all the, any little bit of little happiness you have? They just suck your dry. I mean, and it could not even be people. It could be something you've been watching. It could be a routine that you have that, you know, by the time, I mean, it's enjoyable at the time. At the moment, it's enjoyable because it takes you out of, you know, thinking about yourself. But when it's all over, after the entertainment is done, you just don't, there's no life left. There's no, there's no motivation to do anything. You all know what I'm talking about. You know, really thinking about the lessons. What have we learned? And I know for me, this year coming up, it is so crucial, and you definitely can tweet me or Facebook me, let me know how you're feeling about this upcoming new year. You know, because last time we spoke, in our last episode, I said that I felt like I was shaking in my boots about 2016 because I didn't know what to expect. And you know what the reality is? You don't know what to expect. From day to day, from minute to minute, from hour to hour, you really don't know what to expect. So that's life. So I've sucked that up. I think I was a few weeks ago going into 2016 with a measure of fear because, you know, if you know me, I just have this laundry list of things that I want to do and accomplish. And you know what? It's not about the list. It really isn't about the list. It's about what's needed out of me. What's needed into me and what's needed around me. And as long as I am, or you are, utilizing your gifts and your time and your talent to satisfy that, to me that makes life more meaningful than just getting through the list. So, you know, in 2016, I really want to take the time to carve out my, I don't know, people call it a happy place, people call it a sanctuary, a wellness spot, just carving that out. It could be a moment in the day, maybe at the end of your day, where you take the time to journal, if that's your happy place. People, I don't know if you, you know, I'm a Libra, I like to luxuriate. I like to luxuriate. So that could be getting some candles, getting, you know, all kinds of, you know, bath salts and that kind of thing. I like that kind of stuff. The tub might be my happy. I think that's my happy place. Writing can be yours. Finding out what your happy place is, your sanctuary, your calm spot, and don't violate that time. You know, this world goes by, you know, the day can go by so fast. You're giving here, you're giving there, you're doing this, you're trying to get through the list. And by the time you're done and the day is done, you haven't really sat down and thought about what your body needs, what your spirit needs. Some of you just need some good conversation. I mean, when's the last time you really sat down with someone and just had a coffee or got some tea, or I don't know, went to a, you know, nice little lounge spot, you know, good, nice little solid music in a corner somewhere, and just spoke to somebody, a friend, not somebody you're romantically interested in. I'm talking about a good friend, a connect, somebody you have a connection with, and just talk about life. You know, put that's to me, that's mental wellness. That's emotional health. I need that in my, I need a good girl, some, what they said on the real, a girl chat. Sometimes I need some good, and sometimes some of you, there's some women out there who need to have conversations with men. You need that male energy. I understand it. It's about that balance and staying in tune with what you need. Carving out that sanctuary, and also really thinking about, we talked about that draining energy. And I have to, I must admit, you know, 2015, these past couple of years, maybe in the past, see, we're in 2015, maybe in the past, I don't know, 4 years, 3 to 4 years, I hate the word circle. It's so pretentious because, you know, the people I... not even associate with, but the people that I intentionally connect with have changed. No shade, but it's just you really have to think about who, and it's really not about who is adding to your life. It's not. It's just about the energy. Because sometimes, you know, you can have a smile, but your energy don't lie. Energy does not lie. And so when the energy is not right, as my other friend would say, if the chakras aren't aligned, that's a little too deep. No, but for real, energy doesn't lie. Words can say a whole bunch, but energy doesn't lie. And so really thinking about how do you feel when you're with these group of people, when that time is done, how do you feel when it's, oh, are these people inspiring you? Are they talking about good, positive things? You know, is gossip the only meal on the menu? What's happening when you're spending that time? You could kiki, I understand, we all kiki, whatever, you know, do all of that. But are you with some mean-spirited people? People who just don't really want to see anybody rise up. You know who you, yeah, do-gooders. And if you're a do-gooder who's like that, you know who you are, and you know why you do what you do. And let's just talk straight here. Straight talk for straight understanding, right? The reason why some people are so negative and don't really have anything to say positive about their sister or their brother, it's a lot of the times, it has, all of the time, it has something to do with how they're feeling about you, about themselves. See, I rarely find anybody in a happy space and place. I rarely find anybody in a happy space and place who are mentally, emotionally well, who are doing what they want to do in life, not saying everything is perfect, but they feel good about where they are. I rarely see those people take the time to drag others down because they don't have the time. You understand what I'm saying? When you have to totally be in the mindset, especially as people, my do-gooders who are of color, and I said this to one of my Bennett College sisters the other day, that when I look at my sister, I see myself. But it's not just a sister thing. You know, as a community, as human beings, if we had that mindset, then there really would be no room for the tear down. Listen, we've all been there. No one is a saint here. Hello, I'm raising my hands. Can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. No one's a saint here, okay? We've all, in the process of growing up, have dibbled and dabbled in the you know, the evil chatter. Okay, so let's you know. But what I'm saying is, as you get older, as you mature, as you kind of discover why you do the things that you do, you come into yourself. You start accepting who you are, flaws and all. You know, a lot of times people really can't see the beauty in you because all they see are the flaws in themselves. You know, once we understand and get over those hurdles, then you can celebrate, you can collaborate, you can honor, you can cheer on, you can speak well of someone behind their back. You can be trusted with information. You can you can be a light. But when you are feeling not enough, when you in your personal life are feeling as if, you know, you wish, you're still speaking in terms of woulda, coulda, shoulda, when you're still, you have that mindset, you're not able, you're not free, you don't have the emotional space, you don't have the emotional space or the capacity to give. Let's think about that. You know, especially in the days of social media, what's going on? Everybody just can't wait. They can't wait. They can't wait to make a meme for somebody. God forbid you make a mistake. They can't wait to clap back, snap back, you know, at somebody in the day, you know, Twitter gangsters, as I call them, you know. People who take delight in that kind of thing. This is the age we live in. This is the age we're living in, where by insulting someone, you can build a career. By shaming somebody, you can get a community of followers. We live in a day and age that young kids, and even some adults, sadly enough, base their success and worth off of how many people know them on social media. Listen, I understand a business is a business. You got to get yourself out there. But we're not talking about businesses. We're talking about just regular people who want to feel love, you know. And we're not shaming them. We understand that the foundation is they want to feel loved. So why are people not feeling loved? Why aren't they feeling loved? Why do people find themselves to be so mean-spirited in this day and age? You know, a person is built up and then they're torn down so easily, and people take more delight in the latter. Something happens that's tragic, that's awful, that's shaming, that will go viral so quick. You have to hunt for the positive. You know? Also, what are we saying, you know, what are we saying about ourselves, and what will we be saying about ourselves in 2016 that we haven't said about ourselves in 2015? You know, last episode, Shay and I, we had like a, what Oprah would call an aha moment, where we said, you know what, as brown girls in the world, we want to be great. And a lot of people don't say that like that. They don't say it out loud, that they want to be great. Like, it's okay to say that. Not great, like puffed up. Great mean excellent. Great mean making an impact. Great meaning I did something that changed somebody's life around. Great meaning I inspired a movement that had lasting impact on families and community. I mean, that type of great. You know what I'm saying? That's not a hashtag great. That goes out real fast, as you can see. There's, you know, hashtag movements that don't last. It doesn't last unless you. It does not last if you're just doing it for the moment. You're just trying to get in on what's happening now. It's not about what's happening now. It's about what's going to happen in the future. It's about future impact, not just what's hot right now. Nobody, and I'm taking a side note, nobody ever wants their child or their daughter or their slain father or mother to be reduced to a hashtag, but jump on and jump off as, you know, as the wind blows. Nobody's life should just be reduced to a hashtag. It's really about a movement. It's really if it's about a movement, let it be about a movement. It's about if it's about changing policy, let it be about changing policy and calling people to task. But you know, it shouldn't be just about wearing a hoodie. You understand what I'm saying? Do you feel what I'm saying? It has to be more than that. And I've seen a lot of us jump on causes and jump off, and you know, we put in a hashtag. We dump in the ice bucket water, and we doing all these fads and all these things. But what are you connected to? What do you really believe? What are you going to take on and champion on as a lifestyle? Rather than a hashtag, rather than a post, rather than a Snapchat, whatever the next new thing it is, we have to be about more than that. All that's well and good when it's getting the word out, but it's really about the next step of doing the work. It's about the bigger picture, and I'm just using where we are, you know, what's happening in our communities with our police. So I'm just using that as an example. I read this book. Oh gosh, I don't know why I just lost my train of thought with regard to that. It was about the four. If somebody knows what I'm talking about, do good. Is the four? It was about four. I think it's called like four messages or four. And was saying something about being impeccable with your word. Do good. Is I know you know what I'm talking about. If you know the name of the book, tweet me. No, the four agreements, that's what it's called, the four agreements. Being impeccable with your word. What are you talking about? What are you saying? The words that you are using, do you even agree? Do you agree? A lot of times what we say and what we think and what we do are totally not even on the same plane. Being impeccable with your words in 2016. I think I would like to even work on that and being even stronger with regards to that. Being impeccable with my word, the words that I speak. Words have so much power. And when you speak with integrity and you are clear with what you're saying, oh my God. That word, and I'm not trying to get a whole bunch of spiritual, but let me tell you, this is the thing about that. We're talking about 2016. This is what I come to know. This is my understanding. Do good as if you don't agree, that is fine. We are all human beings. I believe that what you say is not just, okay, speak it and you get it. To me, that's just a little too simple. It's not just about speaking and receiving it back. It's about when you say what you say, attaching all of your integrity, all of your hope, all of your optimism, all of the feeling and the belief that what you say is true in terms of what you want to manifest, that all has to be together, not just speaking it. You have to attach all of that energy to it when you speak it, and it will return to you. I believe that because the good life is something I spoke up that happens. Okay? There have been a lot of things that I said that I wanted to come to pass. Some of them have not. Some of them have. But it's because I believed that when I said it, that it was for me. And I truly believe that. You know, when you speak, listen, even for my Christian do-gooders, the word is so important. In the beginning, there was the word. In the beginning, there was the word. That word, woo, that could be a whole nother, let me tell you something. That really, about the word, that really could be a whole other TGL episode. Because people so reckless with their mouth. People are so reckless. And you know what? The words that you speak have so much power. Oh, my goodness. The words that you speak have so much power. The word, the tongue is like a sword. It really, really, really is. I want to be impeccable with my words for 2015 because I believe that as I speak, I shall receive. As a man speaketh, so is he. You know, all of that. That's a science to that. There's a science to that. And it's spiritual principles as well. To that. Four Agreements. Get that book. Miguel Ruiz is the author of that book. 2016, I really want to be more careful about my time and where I spend it. You know, you cannot get time back. Once the time is gone, it's gone. Now, you could try to, you know, I don't know if you could try to budget it down the line, but that hour that you just, whatever you did with that hour, it's gone. You know, once today is over with, I cannot get December 30th back. Once December 30th of 2015 is gone, it is no more. So with that, a do-good is don't stay stuck in the past now. Don't stay stuck. I heard somebody say a comeback is not a go-back. Woo! When you want to come back, you want to recreate, you want to live in your heyday, you want to, you know, right your wrongs. You can try to do those things, and all that's all well and good, but understand, it's not going to be that day, that year, that time, the same people. It's not a go back. You can go forward, and you can make a positive comeback in terms of being wiser, stronger, and all of that, but you'll never recreate that time. So why live your life looking in the rearview mirror of things yesteryear that's gone by? You have to keep looking forward. Not saying you can't look to the left and the right now and sometimes glance to the back to see whether or not, you know, danger coming up from behind, but you cannot live your life in fear of what's going to come. That's a terrible, listen, that is a terrible way to live. There used to be a time where there are people out there, including myself, who are afraid to step out because they're afraid what somebody's going to say. That's looking in the rearview mirror again. Who's going to creep up? Who's going to say something about what it is that you're doing or what is it you're trying to achieve or accomplish in life? Somebody's going to always have an opinion, but you can't spend your time now, again, back to time, you can't get back, you can't spend your time trying to make somebody else's perception of you more favorable. Sometimes a person wants to have, listen, sometimes a person has perception because they just have perception, and sometimes people have perception because they want to have that perception of you, and nobody in the world can make them change their mind because they want to feel that way about you, because they don't want to think anything favorable about you. There's some people out there that's like that. They are stuck. Keep them there. Keep them stuck, and you keep going forward. You can't spend your life wondering. It is not your business to change how somebody feels about you. It is not even your business to always try to find out what people think about you all the time. Guess what? They're going to always have a thought. Whether you are doing well, whether you're doing not so well or whatever, people are going to have a thought. Let them have a thought. You have your thoughts too. And to be honest with you, a lot of people people are so concerned about themselves that they're really not even thinking about you. It's a sad reality, but, you know, in the world of me, this is the world we live in, that tends to be true, more so than not. Stop wasting time on whether or not you're liked. Stop wasting time on whether or not you're going to get you. Are they going to let me into the party? We told you about that when we first opened TGL, okay? You better learn how to do a two-step and put a party together yourself. Stop waiting for people to show up to your party to have a good time. The party should already be popping. It doesn't matter if they are RSVP. Like, you should already, that's how it is in life. Your party should already be popping. before somebody decides to RSVP to your party. If they come to your party, welcome. Thank you for coming. Yes, party with me. Let's do it. But if you don't show up, guess what? Guess what? The party is still going on. It's still we rocking. The roof is on fire. We're doing it. It's happening. You know, and a lot of people don't. They in the window. They're in the window using all their time, wasting all of their young years, all of their sexy. They're waiting. They're looking. They're in the window. They're looking out the window. Oh, that person's coming by. They're coming to the party. Okay, no, they're going by. They're looking. The next person comes down to you. You're coming to my party. Oh, no, you're not. Okay, bye. Have a good day. Like, they're looking. They're waiting for people to come. You're waiting for people to come to your party. And, you know, hey, listen, you know, sometimes people show up. Sometimes they won't. But guess what? You better learn how to get your party dressed. Get that party dressed, honey. Get them pumps or whatever it is. Your suit, my male do good. Your suit, your tux, whatever. Get the party started. Trust me, when you show up, when you keep a smile on your face, when you keep that two-step going, when you have that positive energy, people are going to want, they want to know, oh, look like the party's popping over there. It looks like the party. Let me see what's going on over here, honey. It's going good over here. That's right. And that's how you should feel about yourself. That's how you should. And listen. It takes a while to get there. That is an intentional thing. That takes time and work to, you know, think in that mindset. You know, growing up, I know junior high school for me was very hard. I was always trying to get into the party. I wanted to be. Let me tell you, when I was in junior high, my childhood in school was crazy. But I remember this one thing. When I was in junior high, I had a lot of bumps on my face. I remember being called connect the dots. Okay. And I had a flat chest, as most children do. I was called plateau chest. These are the things. I never did not feel cute. I always felt awkward. I always felt like my head was too big, my teeth were too big, my skin was ugly, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing I felt back then that I had going for me, I was funny. There would be kids rolling, like they would be laughing. I realized I was funny. I was not necessarily the class clown. I did my work, but, you know, I could be a distraction because I would get my work done fast. I was very smart. I was a smart kid. But I knew I was funny. I don't know, looking back, I didn't feel like I was a cute girl. I felt, you know how your body, everything is too big, either your forehead too big, your teeth too big, something too big, you're out of place. You know, I was that kind of little girl. And, you know, I didn't have the, my mother wasn't buying me. My mother spent the first time she bought me a pair of sneakers. I wasn't the kid who had the sneakers. I was a kid who, my mother would go to the Jewish neighborhood and get me the, you know, hard-soled shoes and the stuff that would last through the winter, and, you know, good coats. My grandmother was also a seamstress, and she would make beautiful things. And so I had great clothes, but I was at a private school. So it was nothing I could show off. It was nothing there. So the kids, you know, even though we had uniforms, the kids would show off their sneakers. My mother wasn't buying no sneakers. She wasn't spending her money on rubber. So the first time that she did, she bought me a pair of white and black Fila sneakers. You know, the ones that had the Velcro that hung in the back. You could hang them in the back. I wore them sneakers. I thought I was doing something. But that was the only time I could really floss. You know, I wasn't that kid. I just wasn't that. You know, and I spent a whole lot of time trying to be friends with, you know, a group of girls who really didn't like me. You know, and I was a kid who, I had a friend, shout out to this girl named Samira, who was a good friend of mine at the time, but I was so caught up in trying to be liked and accepted with the cool kids, you know, that I kind of just, you know, went that way to people, and that's what we do. That's what we do in life. We keep chasing situations and people that don't really embrace us, that don't really love us, and maybe the people that do or the situations that do may not be that glamorous. It may not be the light shining on it or whatever. It may not. not be popping, but those are real substantial connections that you can cultivate and grow. But we don't want that. We want to be with the cool kids. You know what I'm saying? We want to be down. You know, and those are the hard lessons I had to learn early on, and it took me many years to really learn that lesson, the lesson that I believe that, you know, God was trying to teach me then. You know, you searching for love in all the wrong places. You're supposed to go where the love is. You go in searching, hoping that maybe there'll be some love there. And that's what that was the theme really of my life. You know, hoping and praying. No, go where the love is. Go where you are accepted. And if you haven't found that place, it has to start within yourself. See, if I knew that I was somebody and I knew that I was special with my bad skin and my teeth or whatever it was, my skinny little legs, and I didn't have no calf muscles back then. I was a kid, okay? But I you know, if I would have saw I had talent. You know, I could sing as a child. I could rap. I used to be part of a little rap group, but, you know, whatever. I still have some old raps that I wrote. You know, I had skill, and people, I had social skills. But I didn't look at that as anything, you know, not as a kid, not as a child. You know, I just wanted to be down, and I wanted to be liked. Fast forward to 2015, I don't need that validation, you know, as I did as a kid. You know why? Because you realize in life that who you are is who you are, and who love you is who love you, and who's going to rock with you is who's going to rock with you, and you need to be happy with that. And 9 times out of 10, the people who got, like, a squad with them around them all the time, and all these people and all these followers, they're the most unhappiest people. Just people who are always surrounded by people. They looking for a place of solace. I've watched it. I've sat back and watched it. They don't have any place to be. They don't know who to trust. And listen, that doesn't apply to everybody that has a whole lot of people. There are people out there that do have people they can trust. That is a blessing when you have a whole lot of people around you, and every one of them you can trust, and everyone you know and you've grown up with, and that has been the team from the beginning to the end. That is a true blessing. More power to those who are in that situation. But for those who aren't, have all these people around them and all, you know, 5 and 6 and 10 and 15 people every time you go to the corner store. I mean, a lot of people in that situation, they really don't know who to trust. They don't know whether or not, the people here, because they really like my personality, or they feel that they can get something out of this, you know. So if you got two people rocking with you, you got one person in your corner, you got a little team or whatever it is that you're doing in your professional and just in your life, if you got one good friend you can call any time of the night to say, hey, I'm hurting. I need somebody to talk to. I'm about to lose it. Can you come over? Where are you? Can you meet me here? If you have somebody who can respond to that call, let me tell you how blessed you are. As my grandmother used to say all the time, if you can leave this earth with one good friend, you've done well. You've really done well. And it's kind of sad to think of it that way, but it's real. You have one good friend you can call on. You got a family member that's going to try their best to make sure that you're straight. Did you have one person that, I don't know, even sent you a text message for the holiday to say happy holiday to you? Somebody that thought about you. Somebody that prayed for you, said a little prayer when you asked them to. Shout out to a friend I have, Julia Boyez. That's one. We're not necessarily close. Like I met her earlier this year, but let me tell you, I can call that girl. I can call Julia and ask her to pray for me, and she'll do it. It's about connections. It's about impact. That girl has prayed for me on so many occasions, and them prayers get through, Julia. Thank you. Okay. Because it's a connection that we've made, and in spirit, I feel like we're very close, but I don't, you know, I just met her. So in terms of knowing her, it hasn't been that long, but in terms of spiritual connection, energy connection, I will call her up. Julie, can you pray for me? Julie, I need you to pray for me. I just don't ask me, no, just pray for me. That girl has done that for me. You know, is it somebody? you know. And when you are able to determine those people, budget that time. Make those people a priority. Those people who are making you a priority, reciprocate. Reciprocate and eliminate. Reciprocate the energy, the good energy that you're getting. Identify where that energy is coming from. Reciprocate it. Give back. We always got to give back, okay? And then eliminate. Eliminate what's not working. Eliminate what's draining. Eliminate what's, you know, just not adding anything. Just eliminate. Go through a process of elimination. Clean out, clear out, start afresh. It is so, it's just a blessing to the body when you can just eliminate. Well, you know what I mean. Not that kind of, well, hey, look, it is what it is. But eliminate. Eliminate. Well, you can just start, okay, you know what? I done put time over here. This over here has been a mess. It's nothing but chaos. It's nothing but da-da-da-da. You know what? Okay, I don't need to count up the cost. Can I do without this? Can I do without this? And if you can't cross off the list, don't look back. Just things, energies, things that's not working. You know, listen, do good. If you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. Eliminate it. You know? And in 2016, be kinder to yourself. Just be kinder to yourself. Do the work that it needs. And I, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. Do the consistent work that you need to do in order to live a happier life. It's a lot of people walking around here, they're just not happy. And you know what the sad part is? They don't even know why. Because they've been so stuck in a rut, in a routine, that they really don't know why. And seeds of that unhappiness could come from decades prior. But because we just keep going, you know, we don't really take the time to stop and think about what it is we want, what is it we need, what is it that makes us, you know, what are our ticks, what is it that drags us down, what is it that makes us feel like we have a lighter load, what is it, pinpointing these things. But sometimes we don't do it because, you know, we got to go to work, we got to go, you know, and especially if you live in a metro area or the city, if you're in New York, it's just things are just moving, and a lot of times we just don't even sit to think, am I well? You know, am I well? Ask yourself, you know, that's such a powerful question. Ask yourself, right now in this moment, am I well? Not are my bills paid? Not, you know, the surface. But am I well within myself? Am I well within my being? Am I doing? Am I well? And be honest. Listen, and be honest. Don't run from yourself. Don't run from what the answers are, or whatever that answer is. If it's no, I'm not well, that is a wonderful place to start. I'm realizing I'm not well. Why am I not well? You may not be able to answer that one. That's fine. Save it for another day. Start where you are. And with that, anything else, just start where you are. August Wilson said it best. It ain't nothing to find no starting place in this world. Just start from where you are. You know, I know there's some do-gooders out there. They can't wait to lose some weight for the new year. They don't know how they're going to get started, but they want to lose some weight for the new year. But, you know, what's stopping them from even going to the gym or doing a crunch or putting in a DVD is because they're looking at their body now. And their body is just, you know, I mean, you know, your body is what your body is, and you can't even see. You're looking at all the work that it's going to take. And when you look at your body, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, and it's like, oh, my God. How long? Jeez, this is probably going to take me forever to really get to where I see myself in my mind. And so you're looking at that and how long it's going to take, and you are already tired before you even began. Do you know the people that you admire in terms of physicality, the people who are cut up and who are, got those abs? Do you know how late, how long they had to work? Do you know how much time they had to put into that? Do you know how much energy every from day to day, planning out their meals, what they're going to do? That is a process. That's a lifestyle. They didn't get that overnight. They had to start right where they were. You got to start somewhere. It's not going to happen in a week, no. But guess what? It'll happen sooner if you start today and stop putting it off for tomorrow. And tomorrow, listen, you know, tomorrow is not promised. Give yourself an opportunity. Give yourself an opportunity. Give yourself a chance. I promise you, if you start something, whatever it is that you want to do, if you put down a plan, write it down, just take a pen and just put the idea on paper, see it physically, written down, say out loud that you want it, acknowledge that you want it, tell somebody you want it, whatever it is, a close friend, a minister, somebody, whatever it is, tell somebody you want it, acknowledge it, be more aware of it, just don't walk around in a daze. Say what you want out loud. It's power in that. It's power in saying, you know, yes, I do want this. I want to be great. I want to, you know what? I don't want to work for somebody anymore. I am going to finally take the pages of a book that I wrote and publish. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Say it out loud. Don't say, I'm going to be, if you know you have, I don't know, if you know you can paint and you're an artist, don't say, well, I'm working towards my artistry. Say, I am an artist. Claim it. Believe that you are. I am an artist, and I want to be great. As clear cut as that is, be clear, be impeccable with your words. So in 2016, we're just going to be releasing some fears. We're just going to release every block and barrier that stood in our way. And if it's us, we're going to release it. If it's us, we're going to acknowledge it. Get out of your own way. If it is you, if you are in your own way, get out of your own way. Stop playing the tape recorder of what somebody told you from yesteryear about what you couldn't accomplish. Your mama said you couldn't do it. Your friend from in the old neighborhood didn't like you, said that, whoever said they didn't like you, they said this, they said that, you wasn't going to do this, you wasn't going to do it. You know, let it go. Don't let what somebody else believed about you to be true be the barrier to your destiny. I'll say that one more time. Do not let what somebody else believed about you to be true be the barrier of your destiny. It is up to you. Because guess what? You spend the most time with yourself from day to day. Why sit up there and lie to yourself? You got to look yourself in the mirror. You go to sleep with yourself every day. You work, wake up with yourself. You're with yourself 24/7. Why be your own enemy? Don't be your own enemy. Be kinder to yourself in 2016. Be kinder to yourself in 2016. I just want to thank all of my do-gooders for being with us, sticking with us this year. I mean, this has been a ride, and Shay and I have so enjoyed it, and we're going to continue giving you some beautiful programming for 2016. We cannot wait. We've already had some request to do engagement, so we're just really excited about starting this new year. This new year, 2016, is about being better, fiercer, and stronger. And if that sounds familiar to you, that means that you've already seen me in Carol's Daughter's new media ad campaign, their hashtag Born and Made campaign. It's a wonderful movement about just being better, fiercer, and stronger, and sharing our stories and being connected and inspiring other women to just go forth and be great. So check that out on Carol's Daughter. It's over 70,000 views already on their YouTube page. They have a YouTube page, Carol's Daughter, and also Born and Made has, it's on their Born and Made page as well. You can also see, if you go on my Instagram, Adiaga_Faiza, and we'll also post it. It's on our Facebook page as well, and we'll also post it on the Good Life Instagram. So definitely go and support. They'll be putting out more videos. It's 10 women. I'm one of the women. I'm so happy to be part of all of these beautiful sheroes that were a part of that media ad campaign. You will love it. You will enjoy it. View it. Post a message. Share it with your friends. And as they continue to put videos out, please pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. Determine to be a do-gooder. Put that goal in sight and go open other doors for yourself and ultimately for others. Remember, do-gooders, whatever you want in life, guess what? You can have it because our do-gooders are go-getters. So in 2016, get up and go get it. Have a happy new year. We love you guys. This is The Good Life. Adiaga, signing off.
Do all that you can.